Frank Vassera, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark.
Last night, a special meeting of the Utica Common Council. The council seems to be meeting more during summer hours than they do during regular hours. It's killing me!
It seems that way, it does.
Oh, man. It's just, keep it on out there. Jeez, these rowdy morning guys, I tell you. Frank, what happened at last night's meeting? The city got its stay in its ambulance service, which isn't really a stay. It's an injunction. What's the difference? I mean,
well, I asked the mayor that last night, and his response was that it was a term of length of time.
Yeah,
stay was a short period of time, and an injunction is for a longer period of time. I don't know if that's a legal definition. I'm still hopefully I'll find that out today. I asked that yesterday. I did not get a response yet, so hopefully I can get that cleared up in my mind anyway.
The United Square construction. How are we looking on that? I went down there. I've been down there the last, I don't know, week and a half. I've driven through there going up on my lunch. And when are we getting flag people over there? I didn't see one,
asking,
tell you the truth.
Asking me, I mean, it's, you know, asking me because I have to give you the I told you so. I led the drive against that. The only other councilman that went along with me on that was Councilman Zecca. And everything that... people predicted
it's coming true, right? It's everything. Like Nostradamus effect of United Square.
I said, and I it wasn't a prediction. I mean, I got this from fact that a business that was there for over three decades, Kentucky Fried Chicken, stated that as soon as the project started, they were closing up.
Wow.
And everyone denied it and said that it was just, I was way off track. That has occurred. And it's just, when you look at it, it's just, in my estimation, another big mismanagement decision.
It looks like a mess. It looks like they're running into problems that they didn't foresee with, you know, structural problems with the sewers. And it's just September 14th, I'll be excited to see it done.
Well, I'll bet you that. I'll give you 2-1.
No, that was my joke of the day, Frank. So last night, the Utica, the ambulance service is going to stay open for probably until, I'd say, at least March. I think that they were saying around March, I would say, they'll look for something. It could be longer, the appellate division. They don't have any set time frame. They really march to their own drums. And you introduced something yesterday. Why don't you describe what you put on the table?
Well, first of all, let me just get a little bit of background. Over the last few weeks, holding meetings with the Public Safety Committee, which I urged Councilman Zecca to do, and he did, and I certainly appreciate that, to get some sort of an idea and a feel of what would happen and have some sort of a contingency plan for an orderly withdrawal if the courts came down and said it was all over. Regrettably, Chief Brooks did not attend either one of those meetings because he thought it was because he thought it would be a hostile environment. And again, putting your personal needs ahead of the city's needs, I think that is something that should not be done. But in any case, a lot of information that I found out came out from those meetings that I really am glad I learned. One of them was this, that Kunkel Ambulance has 11 ambulances throughout the day covering the area. And they have five zoned just for the city of Utica. So there's one in every part of the city of Utica, central, north, south, east, and west. Now, when you think about that for a minute, you have an ambulance sitting, say, on Herkimer Road, up in North Utica. Mm-hmm. All of our ambulances, all of the city's ambulances, all three of them, are based on Oneida Street. So when you talk about response time, when you have five zones versus one zone, the safety factor is really something that Kunkel has covered better than the city because they're in five spots throughout the city located throughout the day, and our ambulance has to always come from Oneida Street. So if you get an ambulance on a call and it goes from Oneida Street and it has to go all the way to North Utica and Kunkel happens to be sitting there and you're not using them, I think to me that's indefensible. So the legislation that I introduced, an ordinance directing the fire department to simultaneously dispatch 911 emergency calls to Kunkel Ambulance, I think is long overdue. Because if Kunkel's happen to be sitting right next door in North Utica or whatever it is, and they can handle it and save 4, 5, 6 minutes, and that is supposedly the goal of our law, our law enforcement, our public safety officials, is to decrease the response time and make it shorter. The question arises, why isn't it being done?
So what is the process? So, you know, ring, ring, ring. Hi, I've got a car accident. I need an ambulance. I need a fire truck. What happens from that?
Well, what's currently been happening is that people, even if they request Kunkel, have not gotten Kunkel. And Kunkel, in many cases, gets the response, according to Jack Kunkel, a number of instances where it's been minutes, 5, 10, 15 minutes later
right.
to get that call. And again, I just find that difficult and something that I really find difficult to deal with.
Well, you know, Bill Morehouse said earlier this week, the Common Council president said that Jack Kunkel said people in Oneida are dying because there's no simultaneous dispatch.
I don't know. In the city of Oneida?
Yeah. I mean, that's according to Bill Morehouse saying.
Well, that could be. And that's the regrettable thing here because we have two services. We have two operations. And to not utilize them, and for what many people realize or believe that it's because it's just a turf war and a power struggle, and not to use them is, again, something difficult when people's lives are on the line. And so my legislation, which was put into committee, I hope we can get it through at the next meeting so that when a call comes into 911, that dispatcher has to push down two buttons instead of one. Mm-hmm. So it'll go to the fire department and to Kunkel simultaneously. Now, whoever gets there first, that's who gets the call. Now, if Kunkel gets there and the fire department is there ahead of them and they leave, there's no charge.
Right.
But, and they've said that, and I don't think anybody charges
no.
for going to his tow trucks. Nobody can charge you for responding.
Right, just showing up, yeah.
So that was brought up, and I thought that was interesting that some council members brought that up. But in any event, it was brought up. But I think that's a non-issue. And so I'm hopeful that this legislation will get some traction and council members will get behind it. Another issue concerning the fire department ambulance business is Mayor Raffaro and Chief Brooks have repeatedly said that the ambulance business is making a profit. Just think about this for a moment. The figures that are brought out last year, I think the revenues were $1.6 million, and the profit margin apparently was 50%, was $800,000
or
$750,000. When you think about this, what other corporation in the United States or the entire world can do that? Microsoft? Walmart?
Yeah.
Any of the Fortune 500 companies, can anybody make 50% profit?
It's pretty good. That's a pretty good margin.
Why aren't they flocking here then to find out how we're doing it? Because, I mean, anyone that can make 50% profit off of gross revenues, you would think that the world should be flocking here to find out how we're doing it. So those figures are suspect.
So you're crying foul on those figures.
Well, what do you think? I mean, would you believe that?
Well, I don't know.
Your business here, does your radio station make 50% on revenue?
Well, we're up about 75%, I believe, but
Mitch.
You know,
when you talk to accountants and they see these statements, they just shake their heads and they just there's no way nobody does this.
Well, somebody's
IBM,
messing
Walmart,
with the figures then. I mean, from
well,
the city
I think
level.
I think they're messing with the people of the city of Utica. That type of misinformation to try to prop up an ambulance service. And on top of that figure, the price gouging continues for the ambulance service. So when you have these two factors together, a 50% return on your investment for revenue, and then you have to price gouge people for being picked up by the ambulance service, and it's being defended, again, it's something that I find very difficult. And I think these should be campaign issues.
Utica Common Councilman Frank Fassara, so you're expecting to see some this voted on in the next meeting, this piece of ledge?
Yeah, I don't think we should. And I'm going to bring up my legislation again about the price gouging to get the prices in line with Kunkel, since the ambulance service now is going to be extended for some time. And we really have to start thinking about people. And about the citizens of this community, especially people that are on the ground waiting for an ambulance.
Wouldn't you think that five ambulances or seven, eight, nine ambulances are better than five, though, with the city and Kunkel?
Well, think about it. I mean, you give me an argument that it's not. If you have five zones, you have one Kunkel ambulance in five parts of the city. All of ours are on Oneida Street. So just from a logistic point standpoint, if you called somebody and you were, say, at the Nice and Easy on Herkimer Road down on in North Utica,
mm-hmm.
who do you think would be able to respond to you quicker?
Well, you'd have to go with Kunkel on that, probably.
Of course. So, you know, when it's your life in your hands, I think people are certainly going to want the service. They don't care who provides it, but they want it done in an honest way.
Right. Yeah. Excellent. Frank Fasera, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.